At the end of the week, economists are predicting another strong jobs report from the Labor Department. They also expect June's unemployment rate to stay below 4%. The healthy job market has a side effect. Businesses are having trouble finding workers. There are shortages in the restaurant industry, in manufacturing, and in healthcare. The trucking industry predicts it will have a shortage of 100,000 drivers by 2022, and we're going to spend the next few days looking at this issue. Let's start with Don Grimes. He's a research economist at the University of Michigan. Don, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's define the problem first. How bad is this labor shortage, and where is it?
Well, the labor shortage is real. The current unemployment rate of 3.8% is the lowest since the year 2000, when it also hit 3.8%. So if we go below that on Friday, we will be the lowest have the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Hmm. So labor markets are very tight. There's much greater demand for workers than there are available workers. So employers are running into tremendous labor shortages.
Is it just that low unemployment rate, or is it something else too? Because we've seen, for example, the trucking industry and the construction industry have been struggling for a while now to find workers.
Yes. Well, I mean, we've had a relatively low unemployment rate. Really, any time you get an unemployment rate below 4.5%, employers are going to have a hard time finding workers. But over the long term, looking out a decade, we're going to have labor shortages going forward because of demographics. We have a lot of aging baby boomers who are either approaching retirement age or moving into the retirement age. So they're going to be pulling out of the labor force. So our labor force population is going to be growing very, very slowly for the next 10 or 12 years.
Well, companies are trying their best to figure out solutions to this. Union Pacific and BNSF, the railroad companies, have been offering $25,000 signing bonuses to attract workers. Walmart recently announced that it would help pay for more than a million of its employees to go to college. I know workers are getting overtime. You know, what strategies are you seeing businesses take as they try to deal with this?
Well, traditionally, it is through increased wages. Basically, they're trying to bid away workers from other companies. They're also trying to entice workers to stay in the labor force. But I'm not certain that that's going to be as successful as it has been in the past, because the problem is really a structural issue of people who are entering retirement years, where people traditionally quit working and retire. Now, what's going to need to happen, I think, is to keep those people in the workforce. You're going to need to offer more flexible schedules, be much more accommodating to elderly workers who you want to keep in your workforce, and somehow figure out a way to do that.
Hmm. What about automation? Is that part of the problem, or could it also be a part of the solution? I mean, maybe you could just get a robot to do the work, and if you can't find a human being to do it.
Yeah, over a long period of time, I think that that could happen. You could actually increase capital spending, increased equipment, including robots, have replaced labor in a variety of occupations. But a lot of jobs are going to really require hands-on people to do the work. I mean, I don't see any technology where robots going to go in and cut people's hair.
Hmm. Well, that could be scary.
Yeah, it could. You could all end up bald, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned demographics, and so why don't we dig into that just a little bit. What role does immigrant labor play, bringing new people into the country?
It's critical. The prime working age population in the United States, which are people aged 25 to 64, is going to be growing by about 0.5%, maybe 0.6% over the next 12 years, and about three-quarters of all of those net new workers, working age population, are going to be immigrants. Hmm. If we do not have international immigrants, the working age population is going to grow, you know, 1 or 2 tenths of a percentage point a year. That would basically mean that employment will virtually come to a stop.
The economy right now, and this is the interesting thing about all of this, it's doing very well. But what does a labor shortage mean down the road? I'm seeing a story in the Washington Post that says the shortage of truckers is causing the price of shipping to go way up, which in turn, of course, causes inflation to go up. So long term, what does this mean for the economy?
Well, there's only been two periods in our post-World War II history where we've had an unemployment rate below 4% for any sustained period. The first period was between 1951 and 1953. During the Korean War, the unemployment rate reached 2.9% in 1953. That was the lowest in recorded history in the United States. And then between 1966 and 1969, that's during the Vietnam War era, the unemployment reached 3.5% in 1969. Now, if you think back to what happened at the end of the 1960s, that was the beginning of a sustained period of increasing inflation, which didn't really come to an end till early 1980s when the Federal Reserve sharply increased interest rates.
So are you saying you don't like where this is heading?
Well, I mean, I think for a few years we can go along with this and do fine. But at some point, the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates and cause a recession in order to combat the rising inflation.
That's Don Grimes, economist at the University of Michigan. Don, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.